WWIB, good to have you with us here on this Monday. We've been telling you that Jimmy Gale is going to be our guest shooter and his friend Wayne just now bringing him into the studio here at WWIB. And once he gets in front of a mic, I've never known him to be shy. And I doubt this morning he will be shy. He's already doing his basketball motion, and he is settling in. They are here bright and early this morning. And, all right, he's even dancing. So, Jimmy, the last, I was saying on air, good morning, by the way.
Good morning to you, sir.
I'll get you some coffee, unless you got your own cup already.
Wayne brought some Sumatra from Texas.
All right. Wayne, how you doing after the surgery, all right?
Good.
Glad to hear it. We were at Kathy Butler's celebration of life, so good to have. She was a great sister in Christ, so we miss her.
What do I think of her?
I say we miss her.
Oh, yeah, we miss her. Totally right. She was a sweetie.
So full of life.
Yes, and just a wonderful lady, full of love. You know, she was a great Christian example.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for getting up bright and early and being here with us. 13 degrees here on a Monday. I got to say, this is some of the best weather I ever remember for the month of March in Wisconsin, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
But you grew up down in Milwaukee.
That's Wisconsin.
I got up early the other morning. It was 19. I thought, boy, it's going to be warmer today because I go out walking.
Yeah.
And here it said 14 on mine.
Okay. Yeah, but a lot of the mornings recently have been in the 30s. The big thing is we haven't gotten hammered with one of those 8 to 12-inch snow jobs.
Amen.
So, anyhow. It's been fine, and we're moving towards April and spring and the warmer temperatures. But, hey, thank you so much for coming in to shoot with us and help us raise some money for women. It's One Fest Day today, so everybody who pledges both for you and throughout the day has a chance to win the One Fest package featuring two full event tickets, two meet-and-greet passes for Crowder, and two reserve seats. How about that?
Wow.
Yeah. So top dollar value on that, and so everybody goes into the drawing for that. It's One Fest Monday here on WWIB. Jimmy, thank you so much for kicking it off. So,
hallelujah.
Bring us just brief. I got the national anthem ready to go here with Josh Groban, but just bring us up to speed on you.
Well, I'm doing the prisons, and that had 70 guys out last Sunday night or a week ago from last Sunday. And I had around 25 of them pray with me and always see a harvest. And they asked me to speak at Rob Wiltrout's celebration of life. And there was a whole bunch of people there. And his wife wanted me to speak on salvation because they had a lot of friends, business friends that didn't know the Lord. Mm. And so I spoke over to Chippewa Valley Bible Church. And so then we have our own church going now because...
Yeah.
And that's going really good, and we're going to have to get a bigger spot.
Now, where is that located?
Up at Senior Center.
Okay, in Chippewa.
Yeah, 1200 right. East Grant Avenue.
Sure, I've been
and
there.
Of all things, I went to sixth grade. They used to bus us in from the country.
Okay.
I went to sixth grade there, and so it's the Lord is blessing. The Lord always blesses.
Yeah. Danny Gokey on WWIB as we get rolling on this busy morning. Mark Halverson hanging out with you, and we've got Jimmy Gale in studio. His buddy Wayne brought him in, and Jason Cann's on the phone line. So Jason, meet Jimmy. Jimmy, meet Jason. Jimmy, it'd be good if you put those headphones on, and that way you could hear.
Okay.
Jason on the phone as well. Jason, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Welcome to... let me describe the scene. We got Jimmy here, and Jimmy, I think, in his early 70s. Is that right, Jimmy?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And he's here helping us raise funds. We've got the great incentive today for our March Hope and Hoops is it's One Fest Monday. Of all the pledgers today, somebody goes away with, get this now, two full event tickets to One Fest, July 29th through the 31st, two meet-and-greet passes. You get to meet Crowder. And maybe I'll let you touch the beard. I don't know. And two reserved seats. So how about that, Jason?
That's impressive.
Yeah,
that's a good. It's a good gift.
Yeah. So anybody who wants to pledge, both for Jimmy, he's going to shoot this morning about 6:50, 8:45. We've got another shooter who's escaping me right now, and then 4:45 tonight, and then all the pledges today, and it's going to go into the hopper here. So somebody will go away with that. So very good. All right. So Jimmy's going to help us raise the funds.
You should get Crowder in studio to shoot.
We'll work on that. It was hard enough to get him here for One Fest, okay? All right, here's the thing. I just recorded some WOGO news that I need to go and make sure. I had it recorded by 5:45, and I'm not sure I reached that. So I need to leave. You guys just met each other. So Jason, meet Jimmy. Jimmy, meet Jason. You're both my friends. You guys, somebody take the lead on the conversation here.
Bless you, Jason. Nice to meet you.
Okay, that's a good start. Jason, now you can...
Sure, Jimmy. Right.
I'm going to leave the studio,
nice
so seriously.
All right, fine. So, Jimmy, I think we actually... I was on the radio last... I think you must have been in studio last year or the year before for one of these morning shows, and I think we talked then as well, pretty briefly. I don't remember specifically what we talked about, but where are you coming in from?
Well, living up here in back in Wisconsin, we were living down in Missouri for 7 years. And, this is the old home spot. And how about you?
Well, I grew up in eastern Wisconsin, but I've been here for about 15, 16 years now. So, it's Wisconsin draws people back home, I think.
Oh, yes.
I am back. You guys did a great job of keeping it going. Oh, thank you.
Can we have an usher take him out?
You guys should just carry the show. I'm going to go get breakfast.
Hey, neat.
The question is, what are you going to have for breakfast?
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, well, let's see. The thing is that you're both great friends, and that's the thing. Isn't it fun sometimes to meet somebody here and then you connect them? And you kind of figure, like, they should get along well because you like both of them, right?
Amen.
Right.
And if you love Jesus, you should love everybody.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you said that because I shared something on Facebook yesterday. Jason liked it, but then it got a really nasty reaction from somebody. So talk about that, Jimmy. You said...
I don't remember.
I'm going to bring it up again here.
Yeah,
but,
go ahead.
But Jimmy, repeat what you just said there. You said if you love Jesus, you should love everybody.
You should love everybody, for God so loved the world. And that, how are you going to see anybody get saved if you don't love them enough to tell them about the plan of salvation?
But don't you find, I mean, a lot of times in culture, it seems like we're so, even in the Christian culture, it feels like there's a lot of, I don't know, I could be wrong. There's a lot of division and dislike and discord.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about, the song summed up when it said, "This world is not my home, I'm only passing through." Abraham confessed that he was a pilgrim and a stranger. The drug scene to me, the alcohol, and I've been all through that stuff back in the 60s, that's strange that people want to go blow their mind and their paycheck and everything on that. And I'm not running to sin no more, I'm running from sin. And plus, I'm a pilgrim. This world is not my home. And the Lord has reminded me different times that, Jimmy, this is not your home. Mm-hmm. This is not it.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I thank God it's not it.
Yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah. And so the whole thing is, like, I go to prison and I tell them guys, I said, I come here because I love you. That's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't care until they know how much you care. And I really believe the problem with the Christians, some of them, is it's one thing to know the Word of God, and it's another thing to know the God of the Word.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can read that Bible till you're blue in the face. Do you know the God behind it? Do you know that God of love? And I mean, hallelujah, God said the sacrifices of God are a broken and a contrite spirit. Hebrew word for contrite means crushed. How long has it been since you wept before the Lord and said, God, give me America. Give me America.
And here's the quote from Facebook yesterday. I'm going to skip the political part and get right. Dan White Jr., he wrote Love Over Fear, and he's got some other books. But he closes off. He talks about two politicians from different parties, and he shows them laughing and in friendship. But he closes with church. He says, can we move beyond enemy hatred? Can we break open space for enemy love? And I think that's where your comment suggested that we need to be able to. And I love that, Jason. Let me close with you and appreciate you getting up early here again from jasoncans.com. And but just, I mean, that's the thing. Like, I don't hear a lot of talk about that. You know, I mean, like, love your enemy. Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, anybody can love those who love you, but enemy love. Isn't Dan White onto something good there?
Yeah, you know, I think he's absolutely onto something good. And I know you and I have talked about that, but boy, I know for me, it can be really challenging to live in that place and there, but for the grace of God, go I. I mean, it's really, I don't think we can do that under human power. And, you know, I think that's just a good reminder that it's so easy to retreat into bitterness and us versus them thinking as opposed to loving God and loving others.
Yeah.
And it's a good reminder.
And that's the thing where we can get frustrated and say, well, other people aren't doing it, but it's got to start with us, right? It's got to start with us. Like Ann Graham Lotz talks about revival, drawing that circle around ourselves. And in that circle, I mean, we're on fire for the Lord and, again, appreciative for his grace. All right, Jason, we'll pick it up tomorrow. Same bat time, 5:45.
Talk to you then
here on WWIB. Jimmy Gale, our in-studio guest. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, Mark.
How's that coffee this morning?
Well, it is Trébien.
Trébien.
French, which means very well.
There you go. What other languages do you speak?
Well, Spanish, and when I was down and doing missionary work in Mexico, I'd tell the boys from the States, I said, just leave me alone in this restaurant. Brother Gale, you going to be all right? I learned enough about mas comida. That's more food, see?
Uh-huh.
I learned all about what I needed in that restaurant.
There you go. As long as you say that, you're good. You're good to go.
Well,
I've always been impressed with your ability in terms of the Hebrew and the Greek, though. I mean, that's the thing. You've been sightless for more than 50 years, and yet you're able to dig into the original languages way better than most Christians. How do you do that?
Well, because I had a hunger.
Yeah.
And plus, the Lord transformed my mind.
Yeah.
And in school, I thought my brain was made for making paper airplanes, shooting them through the algebra class because it was boring to me.
Yeah.
And but when Jesus found me, he gave me an insatiable desire to learn that word.
Huh.
And so I started out with record players, picking the needle up, backing it up, picking up, put her down, and I'd wear record players out. Then the cassette players came along, so then I got the Bible on cassette, then I'd back her up, run her forward, back her up, run her forward, and then you'd think you had it memorized, and you get up the next day, and you say, now, was that with or by? What was that? And so then I go over it again, and the Lord put on my heart, when I'd find a scripture that meant something to me, to hide it in my heart, to memorize it. And I did. And then I learned chapters, and I memorized chapters, and I memorized the book of James. And so then I found out, you know, then the computers come in. We never had computers in high school when I went. And so then I had to go over to a college and learn the Microsoft commands for the computer and what people use. They use the mouse, and they're going all over the place. I had to learn commands.
Mm-hmm.
For all
right.
That.
Promise number 87 on the year from 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 and 25. Jimmy, you're going to love this one. An eternal crown awaits you at the finish line, so keep running your race. That's so good it's worth repeating. An eternal crown awaits you at the finish line, so keep running your race. Great encouragement. Go check out the devotion that goes with that at 365promises.com. Thoughts? Any reaction to that, Jimmy?
Oh, yes. There's five different crowns if you study them out.
Mm.
And you got the Stephanus, which has to do with a crown that was a wreath and all that. And you got the diadem there. So if you study it out, it's totally amazing. But the whole thing, when you're in love with Jesus and there's a soul winner's crown, when I get before the Lord, if I got any crowns, I'm going to put them at his feet because it was him that did it.
Yeah.
And how many, although I see thousands of guys through the years meet the Lord in the prison, some mama prayed.
Yeah.
This is not one man show. This is a teamwork.
Yeah.
And how many mamas prayed? How many grandmas prayed? How many dads prayed? And then I get the privilege, the chaplain and I wept together seeing guys meet Jesus.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. What a thrill. My meat is to do him that sent me.
Amen. Thank you to Jessica in Chippewa Falls saying a flat $10 pledge this morning. So thank you to her for that. And yes, so Jessica, the flat $10. And I think we did hear another one as well. Julie, keeping her grandkids in mind, said that $7 for each basket that you make in honor of her 7 grandkids. So thank you to Julie.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Fantastic. All right. WWIB. But we like to usually tell the folks what some of the special events are. And it is March 28th. Today is Children's Picture Book Day. Black Forest Cake Day. You have a favorite type of cake to go with your coffee?
Do I?
Yeah.
It's you because you take the cake.
Ah, thank you. It's Hot Tub Day. Something on a Stick Day like a Corn Dog. Respect Your Cat Day. And it... all right, it is Weed Appreciation Day, the weeds that crop up in your lawn and garden. You're supposed to appreciate those? I don't know about that. The problem is the weeds in the garden, right? That's a big problem. So the number for the day is 90,000. What is that? That's the number of U.S. restaurants, sadly, that closed from March of 2020 to May of 2021 in that 14-month period, devastating for the restaurant industry. So, hey, go get some takeout or go eat at a restaurant and congratulate them on surviving the pandemic. Jimmy, we've been visiting off-air and on-air, and it's hard to remember what we covered on-air and didn't, but what would you like to share here with the folks as we head back to music? You're getting closer to your shooting time, you know.
Well, yes, and what I thought I would do out of mercy,
yeah,
I'm going to keep one eye shut when I shoot.
Okay.
And that way it's going to give my other shooter friends,
there you go,
you know, a little advantage.
Wow. All right, gonna kind of step down, so there you go. Well, we've reached the second round of our CCM song showdown, and quite a fun first round, Caleb.
Yeah, and a lot of interesting matchups and upsets too, some unexpected ones. Again, I've heard rumblings as I've been out and about and hearing from people, it's like, wow, I never expected so-and-so to go down. So, and this was the very first upset. This next artist here was the very first one to pull off an upset that we did not see coming.
No, that's for sure. Right out of the gate last week, was it a week ago? Wow, I mean, Johnny Cash knocked off the Newsboys, and I think we're still reeling from it.
Yeah, so, just very, and again, Johnny Cash, incredibly talented. Yeah. We just thought the Newsboys, I mean, right, such a high seed, but now Johnny Cash has made it into the second round, and that's nominated by Frank, and I forget where Frank is from.
Frank, but from the Birchwood area, I believe.
All right, Frank from Birchwood.
And he joins the show early in the morning, and kind of a dark horse in terms of Johnny Cash, and he goes with one of Johnny's late albums, Hymns My Mother's Loved, I believe, something like that.
My Mother's Hymn Book, as it's called. So that's where all of Frank's five song selections are coming from if he makes it all the way to the championship.
And then our own Betsy from Evenings with Betsy, we were at about 30, 31, and she was the final entry. She said, hey, how about DC Talk? I love that group. And so she has song number 2 from them today.
All right, so first song, Frank from the Birchwood area. This is Johnny Cash, Where the Soul of Man Never Dies. Two ways to vote, 715-396-1670 by text, or you can join the all-new The WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. Search The WWIB Wake Up Show on Facebook. Find the group. Ask for entry.
Well, the first matchup of the morning of the second round, and it goes to Johnny Cash. I mean, who knew? I mean, again... Johnny.
The Man in Black is the quintessential dark horse.
Yes, exactly. But something about hearing, with all due respect to DC Talk, wow. It's just something. And again, Frank, choosing Johnny Cash, they're all coming off of maybe his last album and very popular. So it was a runaway victory over DC Talk to start the second round.
All right. Congratulations to Frank from the Birchwood area and to Johnny Cash. Moving on to round number 3. Now to the matter at hand. It's 10 before 8, 17 degrees. It's a Make Us Laugh Monday here on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Yeah, wow. All right, so we're going to give it our best shot here this morning. It's been so busy around here. I mean, with what we had going on with garnering pledges, we had Jimmy Gale in here this morning. Thanks to Wayne for bringing him. Trust me, you know, hosting somebody, doing a live radio show, both stations, all the things going on. Joke gathering, you know, it falls down, but probably rightfully so, right?
Yeah, yeah. So again... That's our excuse for what's going on right today.
Can you imagine a comedian going out on stage and just offer
like
that?
You know what? The materials, I know you paid a lot, but the material's not going to be real good today.
I did put something. If you join the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group, you'll get access to Tim Hawkins. We didn't play it earlier. I don't know if we'll get time. If we don't today, maybe tomorrow. But the guy's like the funniest human on earth. He's so funny.
He really is. I'm glad he came out of retirement.
Ah, me too. Come on back to the Chippewa Valley, Tim. All right, here's my first one after all that stalling. The fitness trainer, Caleb, he asked me what kind of squats I was accustomed to doing. And I looked him square in the eye. I'm like, diddly.
Oh, goodness. Well, Halvo, what do you call a belt made of clocks?
What?
A waste of time.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, tips on how to fall asleep in a living room chair. First of all, be old. And secondly, sit in a chair.
There you go. Well, do you know why the French eat so many snails?
Why?
It's because they don't like fast food.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Oh, and finally, our Roomba keeps going right past a piece of garbage without picking it up. It's like one of the family now.
And my last one here, I tried this on my family and they didn't laugh at all, but maybe somebody will. What does billionaire Jeff Bezos do before bed?
What?
He puts his pajamas on. Pajamas on. Okay, it didn't work at home either.
Pajamas on, gotcha.
I thought it was funny. Well, Halvo, we're starting voting just a bit earlier. Mm-hmm. We're talking with Josh and Matt from The Afters coming up in a few minutes. And just so we don't interrupt that, we're going to give people a few extra minutes to vote.
That's right. So Holly in Phillips has Francesca Battistelli as we continue on with round two and her song, God is Good, a more recent one from Francesca. Meanwhile, Heather in Cadott going with Matthew West in his song, The God Who Stays.
All right. So again, a former OneFest artist, Franny B, against this year's OneFest Saturday Night headliner, Matthew West. You decide who wins and moves on. 715-396-1670. Get a bonus vote in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group.
Who's going to join Johnny Cash in the second round?
That's The Afters. Never going back to OK, the WIB Wake Up Show here on WWIB, where we are family. 20 minutes past 8. It's 19 degrees here in the Chippewa Valley.
And on the line with us right now, Josh and Matt from The Afters. You just heard from them. And, of course, their new song, Say Goodbye. And, guys, thanks for joining us. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Great to have you guys with us. We're going to we're going to warm things up a little bit on this chilly Wisconsin morning with our game Rapid Fire. We told you about this beforehand, so you're a little pre-prepped. So, again, here's what we do. We put 60 seconds on the clock and try to ask as many get-to-know-you questions as we can, all of which can be answered in a few words or less. Josh and Matt from The Afters, are you ready to go?
Sounds like the perfect way to wake up.
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1, let's go. What's your favorite place to vacation?
New Zealand.
What's the last book you read?
Unoffendable by Brant Hanson.
20 below zero or 90 degrees and humid?
Ooh.
90 and humid, yeah.
Go-to snack food.
Oh, trail mix.
What is your least favorite household chore?
Putting the silverware away.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Yeah.
What was your best subject in school?
Math.
Recess, there you go. Favorite sports team?
Green Bay Packers.
Dallas Cowboys.
There you go with the Packers and the boot of the Cowboys. What's a song you always sing along to?
A song that we always sing along to?
Yes.
Let it be. Let it be.
There you go. That's how it's done. Doing it in tandem, Josh and Matt from The Afters with Rapid Fire. Great to have you guys with on the WIB Wake Up Show. And my goodness, you just had a new album coming out just a few weeks ago as well. How's that excitement been going and what's the reception been so far from the fans?
Yeah, it's been so exciting. It's been, you know, a minute since we put out a new project, and it's been exciting to put out new music and see how people have made the music kind of their own. And you know, these last couple of years have been very wild and crazy in this world. And, the song has a lot of hope and hopefully points people towards the one who can take away a lot of that stress, take away a lot of the worries that we have in this life and when we put our hope in him.
You know, great having both. I don't know that we've ever done two people in rapid fire before, so way to navigate that together. Where are we talking to you guys from today? Is it Nashville or somewhere else?
So we're out in California right now, in the Los Angeles area, and we're going all over the West Coast. I wish I was there with you in person. I was actually born in Osseo,
which is
not far from where you guys are.
Home of Norske Nook.
The North, you know, best pies in the country.
That's
right. Yes, there you go. And thus the Packers fandom, I would assume.
Oh, my grandpa, his wardrobe was literally 90% Packer gear. Yeah. Well, everything had Packers on it.
And this is the thing.
Only
in Wisconsin is Green Bay Packers gear considered Sunday best. I mean, it's acceptable attire for church here.
That is so true. License plate was Packer Backer 1.
Nice. Speaking of pie, though, I mean, is it a challenge when you're on the road in terms of watching when you eat? I mean, does that usually lead to weight gain?
Well, anytime you eat more than calories than you burn, weight gain happens. It is a challenge because a lot of times as you're traveling around, people want to take you to the best place in town.
Yeah.
And they want you to taste. And they want you to say, oh, we have this ice cream shop or we have this pie shop.
Yeah, right.
You know, whatever it is. And so you have to be disciplined. So I always try stuff, but, you know, I have to say, oh, instead of a whole big giant thing, I'm going to just have a bite.
There you go.
Now, you guys have, again, been partners in ministry as the Afters for such a long time. When the Packers beat the Vikings, the Packers beat the Cowboys in the playoffs a couple times in a row, did that stretch the friendship at all? I mean, the whole Dez, did he catch it, did he not
Caleb's
catch
a
it?
Packers fan.
And the Mason Crosby field goal to break the Cowboys' hearts. I mean, how was your friendship tested?
That was such a glorious moment. It really was. I just loved rubbing it in Matt's face.
You know, I knew that was not our year. You know, I was not surprised that. And, you know, I am able to celebrate other people's victories.
Oh, yeah, Matt.
So
Matt,
I was happy for Josh.
There's a huge growth that happens in one's life when you can celebrate the victories of others as if they're your own. And Matt has done that well.
There you go. Well, tell me, guys, about going back out and about, gathering again and being able to perform live. What was that like for you as artists when you couldn't go anywhere, when you're locked down and just life has turned so topsy-turvy? And to be honest, your living is threatened because your living is being able to write and record and go out on tour. What was that like? How were you tested? How did you grow from that?
You know, it was a hard season for everyone, obviously. But for me, this is Matt, just personally, it was very stressful because, you know, we didn't know what the future held and, you know, what was going to happen. But a really cool thing that also happened was, you know, my church was like, hey, we've got to take our church online. And so I actually, you know, thrust myself into basically doing all of those things. And it was a really great season of investing in the life of the church for me. And I know Josh did as well. So it was, you know, although we weren't as busy as the Afters, we still had a creative outlet through church music, and also we wrote a lot during that year. So it wasn't the same. It was definitely different, but the Lord definitely provided a way for us to continue to create and to give back to, you know, the kingdom.
God brought a lot of blessings in a really hard season, and one of them for me was just a whole lot of family time. And, you know, we started realizing how much we have been traveling, how much we have been away, and how good it is for the kids when we are around more.
Yeah.
And that really was a blessing.
For sure. Hey, as we wrap up, we're going to follow this interview with your new one, Say Goodbye. Give us kind of the backstory on that.
Absolutely. Well, coming out of these last couple of years, you know, there's a lot of us who have dealt with a lot of anxiety and fear, worry about the future. My wife is a marriage and family counselor, and
I mean, her practice, they have just a waiting list for months because of how many people need help right now. And it's hard to process. And we have things that we want to leave in the past that we don't want to carry into who we're going to be in the future, you know, whether it's bad habits or struggles that we have or, you know, things like lies that get in our head that tell us who we are but aren't true. And this song, Say Goodbye, is really about leaving those things in the past and embracing the truth of what God says about us and the real life that God has for us and becoming the person that he wants us to be. And I've seen it in my own life, my family. My sister, she walked away from her faith when she was in college. She wanted to be Indiana Jones, and so she went off to university to study archaeology. Ended up moving to Israel, living the dream, worked for the top archaeologist in Israel, but he was an atheist who was trying to disprove the Bible, and she started believing that stuff. And my dad and mom, they were just heartbroken. But my dad, before he passed away in 2004, he gave my sister his Bible. And he said, I know this doesn't mean anything to you right now, but someday I hope it does. Mm. And so it just sat on her bookshelf. And over 10 years later, she was going through a really hard season. And she had these dreams where Jesus was showing up. And she called me and said, I'm having dreams of Jesus and I don't like it. And I said, well, maybe you should listen. And one night, the dream was so strong that she couldn't go back to sleep, and she walked into her living room, and she went, for the first time since my dad gave it to her, picked up that Bible, and it had all of his notes and highlighted passages in it, and one of those highlighted passages jumped out at her and spoke to directly what she was going through. And for the next two nights, she kept going back and opening up that Bible, and she ended up giving me a call. It was the middle of the night for her, and she said, Josh, I want to give my life to Jesus. I prayed with her. She gave her life to Jesus. 3 months later, she flew out to Arizona, where I live now, and I got to baptize my sister.
Wow.
She's married to an Israeli Jew, and he ended up giving his life to Jesus.
Wow.
And last fall, they moved back to Israel, and they've just been on fire for Jesus and started a ministry to reach out to people in the scientific community and the Jewish community to show that you can believe and all of those things in history and science, but you can also believe in Jesus, and it makes it all come alive too. And the transformation I saw in her life was incredible. It was like the old was gone, and she was this new person. And it just reminded me that God can do all that for any of us. And whatever we have in the past that we want to leave there, God can take that from us. And life with Jesus has a lot of freedom, and it's a beautiful thing.
Amen. Josh and Matt, thank you so much. The Afters joining us this morning. Dead in our transgressions and sins, yes, but then, oh then, made alive in Christ Jesus. This is their new song, Say Goodbye, WWIB. Our guest shooter this morning is Pastor Jordan Herrick from Bethany Lutheran Church in Colfax. Pastor Herrick, good to have you in. And my goodness, I feel like the last time I've seen you here and there, but I remember you won our Battle of the Bands when we had that a few years back too. And what have you been up to in the meantime? Yeah. Now, I mean, you were working in youth and now the full-time pastor at Bethany Lutheran in Colfax.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for having me this morning. It's super awesome to be here and I'm excited to shoot some hoops, hopefully make some too.
Yeah. So. Well, I mean, that's always the goal.
That's the goal, right?
But folks can always pledge a flat amount if they want to take the pressure off Pastor Herrick as well. But what's God been doing in your church? And maybe we were just talking with the Afters about navigating through COVID and all the different shutdowns. What did God teach you? I mean, because it wasn't exactly the easiest time to jump into a pastorate.
No, it was not an easy time. But I feel like there's times that I think God just worked in that and was faithful in building community and relationships with others. In communicating with others was a big thing for me to just start to build those relationships keep those relationships within the church, but then to reach out to others, just being present in their lives and being, just being out there and living life with them and ministering with them.
It just seems like too, I mean, and again, we talk a lot about mental health and with good reason these days. And it seems like sometimes one of the ways to keep depression and despair at bay is to look outside of ourselves, because I believe the evil one would love to have us always looking inward and sinking into our own darkness. But when we look out and say, well, who can I serve? Who can I minister to? Even Christ, that key verse in Luke, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. When we look out beyond ourselves in church lives, and this isn't, well, the pastor should be out doing that, but as lay people as well, too, when we go out and say, who can I serve in the church body? Who can I serve in the community? I think that's one of the maybe one of the richest things to come out of so many of these lockdown and shutdown times is the gift of service to others.
Yeah. Yeah. We're not meant to be alone. And I think that's a huge thing that in my heart, I was like, I need to be with people and to minister and however it works, even if it's phone calls or whatever it is. And I'm a big hugger handshaker. So COVID was not a good time for me.
Yes.
It was pretty rough, but at the same time, just being out there and learning to just lean into God and trust that he's got this. Like, we'll come through this at some point, but we just need to come together. We're luckily to be a part of Bethany. We're a praying church. So I feel like just praying with one another and for his grace and mercy to be upon us and to pull us through this hardship that was going on. So,
and finally, before taking over the full-time pastorate, you worked with the youth for a lot of years, and there's something exciting that your youth at Bethany Lutheran and Colfax are doing as well.
Yeah. This year we're going, I think end of April, we're doing a fundraiser, and we're doing the fundraiser to take our youth out to Estes Park in Colorado for Elevate Youth Conference. So it's a biennial, but of course, COVID kind of messed that up for a little while there. So, but we're back at it and excited to be able to take some kids out to Estes Park in Colorado for a week just to learn more about God and just to be out of their own element, you know, like the comfort. They're kind of traveling and see the beauty of the mountains and just to hang and learn more about God and everything else. So
my son Michael's planning to travel out there with Bethesda too, so we'll see you out there.
Yeah, that'll be an awesome trip. So
all right, Pastor Jordan Herrick from Bethany Lutheran in Colfax, we'll let you take some warm-up shots if you want. Right. Congratulations to Matthew West, Saturday night headliner at One Fest. He defeats Francesca Battistelli by a total of, I believe, 14 votes, and ended up being Francesca had a great run, but now Matthew West is moving on to round number 3 in our CCM Song Showdowns. Congratulations to him. And of course, he's going to be the Saturday night headliner at One Fest, and it is One Fest Day for Hope and Hoops right after this. So we've got less than 3 minutes, and Pastor Jordan Herrick from Bethany Lutheran in Colfax is going to be shooting for Hope and Hoops. And do you want to give one final shout out to folks who are pledging and supporting for WIB Inc. this morning?
Yeah. Just keep pledging, guys. It's going to be an awesome. I'm excited to hear the winner and to be able to support you guys and to hopefully you guys make some baskets so someone wins this amazing prize. So
it's time, but you can still sneak in a last second pledge. Pastor Jordan Herrick from Bethany Lutheran Church in Colfax, our guest shooter here on One Fest Day. Somebody at the end of the day walking away with a One Fest prize package so generously donated by that nonprofit supporting the nonprofit of WIB Incorporated. 2 One Fest full event passes, 2 reserve seating passes, and 2 meet and greets with Crowder. You can pledge. You can sneak it in wwib.com/hope or quick text 715-396-1670. Pastor Jordan Herrick, are you ready to go?
Just about.
All right. Oh, my goodness. He brought in the sweatbands. He brought in the sweatbands.
And a headband.
Yeah,
and
the headband.
I got to make sure, like...
He is ready to go.
I got to make sure I'm ready to roll. I can't have, like, sweat dripping down my
hands.
You
can tell you were in youth ministry, too. Right? That'd be great for dodgeball, it looks like. All right, Halvo.
His beard reminds me of one of the players I saw playing for North Carolina yesterday. So
Brady Manick.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, go ahead, Halvo.
Pastor Jordan Herrick, headband and all. Wristband.
That's the line. There you go.
Go for it. First one is up. He banked it in.
Nice.
The bank is open, we like to say. 4 more to go. Off the backboard. And 1 for 2. 3 more to go. That one, he goes for the swish. Changing strategy. Oh, that one off to the right. 2 for 4. I think the wind got it.
I think so, too.
The last one from Pastor Herrick is on the way. Off the back.
Just off the mark. 40%, though. That's a high shooting percentage. 2 out of 5. Let's get a little post-game reaction
from
Pastor Jordan.
I get a sense he's
going to
say, it's tougher than it looks.
Right? And honestly, no, we like hearing that because then when people are like, hey, you're shooting on a kid's hoop.
I know.
When people can come in and say, you know what, it's not easy, and there's a lot of pressure when the on-air light goes on.
So and there's a couple people watching. It's like, it's not thousands. Like,
no, it's just one thing. When it's the on-air part. Now, the warm-ups, you know, it's like nothing. But once it's with the red light on,
It's like anytime there's a camera on, or a mic on. Things change.
Exactly. Well, hey, want to just thank all of our pledges again. All of these put in the drawing for that huge OneFest prize package. Mona from Sheldon, Sue from Colfax, Jeanette from Colfax, Hannah from Chippewa Falls, Chrissy from Colfax. We had Dwayne as well, Anne from Eau Claire, Karen from Eau Claire, and Susan from Eau Claire, all pledging this morning for Hope and Hoop.